Coming to the next schedule compression technique, which is called crashing. Okay, crashing is technique wherein you add extra resources. So there is always a cost involved. Okay, you add extra resources. In fast tracking, we did not add extra resources. We tried to do the task simultaneously or in parallel. But crashing, you add more resources to get it completed. Okay, if you take an example of construction, at the end, when the inauguration of the bridge is going to be happening, okay, it is coming in, you know, next 15 days, and few of the things which are pending, one of them is installing lights, okay, halogens on the flyover. What will happen? Okay, it was supposed to happen sequentially, one pole at a time. Now what you have to do, you have to finish early. So you add more resources. One row will be done by one team, another row will be done by another team. So you do simultaneously crash more resources or add more resources to complete the work faster. Okay? So sequentially, which was going to take 1 month, now we are going to complete it within 15 days by adding extra resources. Okay? Reviewing critical path again is very important in this case. This crashing will not work on non-critical tasks, mind you. Okay, monitor the paths. Readers tend to turn the schedule crashing as a last-ditch effort to save the project. Understand this. You know, when you are not able to deliver, it's hypersensitive situation, and many times, you know, last resort. It is considered to be last resort. Let's try to deliver as much as possible so that we can avoid the penalties or avoid the issues. Okay. So as per PMBOK guide, crashing is a technique used to shorten the schedule duration at the last incremental, you know, at least incremental cost by adding the resources. Okay. So let's look at crashing in detail now. So we are going to discuss about crashing, how to do crashing. Let's graphically quickly look at how crashing happens. Okay. So we have a task A. Okay. Task B. Okay. And task C, which are happening. Okay. And D. I'm giving a simple example here. Okay. So task A requires, okay, this is task A and it requires 5 days. Task B, it requires to be completed. Let me just broaden this. Okay. Just for our understanding, it requires 7 days. Okay. I will just come down here. Task C requires 5 days. And I'm taking a typical example here. Task D requires 10 days. Okay, the flow is going like this. Due to the lack of space, I have just drawn it, you know, down. Okay, so here you will see task A 5 days, B 7 days, C 5 days, and D 10 days. Okay, now in here, your task number A is completed, task B is completed, and we are halfway through task number C. Out of 5, we have completed 3 days. Okay, now it has been identified that we might have delay in task number C. It might overshoot, and this task might go beyond the schedule of 5 days to 7 days. Okay, so instead of 5 days, it will require 7 days more. Now what will happen to D? Now all considering all this, I have explained to you what is critical path. Now all these tasks are on critical path. Considering that, now your project schedule will exceed by 2 days. Project schedule will exceed by 2 days. Now, in this case, to ensure that now we are also expecting that the 10 days which are estimated for task D will also require 2 days more. So overall, instead of 2 days now, will require 4 days more. Problem. Now what is the solution? Okay, you can do, can you do fast tracking here? No, because there is no place to do fast tracking, because there is a finish to start relationship between C and D. This is finish to start relationship. Okay, and this is the last step. We have, if we have to deliver the task on time, I have to save this 4 days somewhere. Okay, so this D, okay, this D needs to be completed, okay, earlier than expected. How much time do I have now? Let's calculate. The critical path was 5 plus typical, I'm looking at the estimate, 5 plus 7 plus 5 plus 10. Okay, so 17 plus this is 27. This was a total project duration 27. Okay, and now what is the typical situation in here wherein I have to compress the schedule now. Now new estimate, what is a new estimate? I'm writing in different color for our understanding. 5, 7 is done. Instead of 5, now it is going to take 7 again. And this is going to take 12. So my revised estimate for schedule is 5 plus 7, 12 plus 7 is 19 plus 12. So 29, oh sorry, how much? Let me recalculate, sorry, I missed something. 5 plus 7, 12 plus 7, 19 plus 10, 29. 30, 31. So instead of 27, I'll be requiring 31 days. So in this last task D, I need to compress this task by 4 days. Okay, this 12 days, okay, this 12 days of time I need to reduce by 4. So I have to finish it within 8 days. Why 8 here? Please understand people, because 2 are coming here and 2 are coming here. Okay, so overall this task needs to be finished in 8 days, and for that I need to add additional resources so that the task, instead of getting finished in 12 days, it gets finished in 8 days. Okay? Earlier we saw fast tracking. In fast tracking, what did we do? We did the activities in parallel. Okay? But in here, the schedule again has to align to 27 by adding more resources. Okay, by adding more resources. Right? I hope you understood this concept. Okay, so let's proceed ahead, understand the benefits around the and the drawbacks and challenges around the compression technique of crashing. Okay, so we saw what crashing is all about graphically. Now let's look at key features around crashing. Crashing involves adding resources to complete an activity earlier and not blindly following it. Okay, so incremental cost will be there, you know, with benefits there will be also cost associated by crashing, because we are adding additional resources. cost and schedule trade-off analysis has to be done by the project manager, and it has to be presented to the stakeholders. If they agree, then only this will work. Okay, only activities on the critical path with float zero are crashed. Okay, we saw that. Identifying critical path, how it goes, then contingency plan, develop list of critical path activities, communicate crashing, okay, to stakeholders, important, why is it needed, you know, are there any extra resources, how much extra resources are needed, plan human resources accordingly, you know, do I have those resources who are additionally needed, like, you know, our example, we needed 4 more days to be crashed, so instead of completing in 10 days, we have to complete it within 8 days, right? Okay, ensure returns. You know, we are getting the benefits out of, you know, adding cost. So the cost which is required, you know, the total project cost, is it making sense to add these resources? How much cost do I have? I have 20,000 and additional resource will require 5,000 more. So total required cost at this last segment was 25,000. So does it make sense to add that cost of 5,000 for the project? Does it affect my revenue? Return on investment, what are the implications that you need to identify? Okay, project crashing is often used to recover schedule when a project is delayed or impacted. Project managers may have, you know, other reasons to crash a schedule, such as starting another time critical project or training or new resources, adding resources or making existing resources work extra also comes with risk and cost. Please remember this. Okay, it is important to realize the performance improvement may not be proportional to the increasing resources, because now if you add any resources, bringing them up the curve, the learning curve of that resources, what is happening, what I need to do, they are not very sure. Okay, so many times this can lead to, you know, defects, more defects introduced in the product instead of, you know, having the better quality. So if you ask people to do the lighting system on a bridge simultaneously, they might do it in a hurry. Okay, the quality of material use might not be appropriate. Okay, this kind of issues can come. Okay, so just a glimpse into how fast tracking and crashing works. Okay, so fast tracking, we saw doing things in parallel. So once activity start, another activity immediately starts, start to start kind of a relationship. In crashing, the relationship itself is, you know, dependency relationship is finished to start itself, but we have compressed the schedule. Instead of completing in 10 days, we are completing it to do 8 days, right? Okay, let's move ahead. Difference between fast track and caching, we just now saw schedule is compressed by performing activities in parallel. In case of fast tracking, in crashing, we add more resources to the activities to finish it faster. Okay, no extra money is required in fast tracking, but in crashing, more money is required. Always tried first for compression is fast tracking technique. If it doesn't work, then you move to crashing. It can lead to increase in rework and risk. Again, in crashing also leads to increase in cost and can result in increasing risk. Okay. Okay. Fast tracking or caching depends on nature of project, situation, your acceptability of your stakeholders. Crashing is a good option if the customer wants to complete the project earlier and willing to pay. Fast tracking is a better option when delay in a project is due to unforeseen conditions, you know, and there is no money available for crashing the project, or stakeholders are not ready to give you that funds to crash the project. Okay, project chosen for crashing if the delay can harm the image of your organization, or there is a penalty involved. I told you, you know, if it is not completed, 5% penalty for next 5 days, then 10% penalty for next 5 days, and so on and so forth. Fast tracking is used first to compress. If it doesn't work, then you can shift to crashing. Okay. Monitoring and tracking the project performance during execution is great. Management skills to ensure projects are delivered on time and within the budget. Okay, it also helps reduce the chance of crashing or fast tracking the schedule without any valid reason, right? So some benefits: time management, maintaining budget, forecasting, staffing needs, you know, resource utilization. All these benefits can arise, you know, by having a good scheduling and tracking system, and makes your project deadlines within the predictable timelines or expected timelines. Okay, project schedule tracking, resource usage and projects. Decision to track resource usage depends on project specific needs. For some project, it may be necessary, while for others, you know, it may be essential as a project control method. Okay, tracking the resource usage, because you know there are wastages which you have to take. Now in case of construction, you know, a simple example is, you know, if you keep a cement near water, if it absorbs moisture, it becomes hard very quickly. Okay, so where you keep your cement bags, you know, it's very essential. Now the resource, how much cement bags were wasted. Now tiling, when you, you know, put the tiles on the wall, you know, they can fall off, wastage, you know. So tracking those resources, I'm just talking about material resources, human resources also, you know, they can take leave, they can fall sick. Now this kind of situations can arise, and that is why resource utilization usage has to be tracked carefully. Systems must be established to support tracking process and collect and analyze the data wherever required. Okay, it is important to determine when and why schedule and tracking resource usage is worth the effort. You know, the level of detail and usage is also very important. And the project constraints control when tasks can or cannot happen, and scheduling must consider all these options. So for effective scheduling and tracking system, reduce the overhead by avoiding overstaffing and improve time management. Okay, so to summarize in this section what we have learned, schedule compression is used for various reasons for meeting the project deadlines. Now we looked at compression techniques like fast tracking or caching. It helps to complete your task faster by adding resources or doing them in a parallel. So but to do that, it has to be on a critical path, and a cost benefit analysis has to be done. If doing it in a fast track mode benefits more, or crashing benefits more. Okay, first of all, when you try to compress the schedule, fast tracking should be applied. If it doesn't work, then move to crashing. It depends on project stakeholders or environment, how it is shaped, or project governance, organization governance where the project is executed. Okay, so burnout, stressed team also is one of the, you know, drawback of all this compression techniques, because the resources are more stressed and they need to be, you know, taken care of. So I hope you understood the schedule compression techniques. Thank you very much for being so patient, and bye.